Exclusive video, No Justice, No Peace, Antifa. Communists, BLM rally in London on May Day. By Kurt Sindulka on May 2, 2021. Antifa, communist, Black Lives Matter, feminist, labor union, and environmentalist activists rallied in London on Saturday to mark International Workers' Day, or May Day. The May Day March, which was organized by the radical feminist organization Sisters Uncut in conjunction with the BLM-style splinter groups All Black Lives UK and the Forefront Project, as well as the racial justice education group No More Exclusions, saw thousands of far-left activists take to the streets of London. Aside from celebrating the communist holiday, the Kill the Bill demonstration was also against the proposed police crime sentencing and courts bill, which seeks to grant police greater powers to break up disruptive protests in Britain. The protest began at noon in Trafalgar Square in central London, where leftists carried socialist worker signs and activists handed out far-left pamphlets, including from the International Communist League, Fourth Internationalist. In an exclusive Breitbart London video, one of the speakers at the event began by quoting Marxist Assata Shakur, who fled the United States for communist Cuba after being convicted in 1973 of the murder of Werner Forster, a New Jersey state trooper. "It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love each other and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains," the Black Bloc radical recited as an Antifa flag waved behind her. The activist went on to proclaim, "We are part of a movement to fight for our collective safety, our collective power, and our collective justice. When we are not given justice, we take justice," she screamed. Taking to the stage, which was erected on the top back of a pickup truck, a Forefront Project activist said, "Resisting this bill is resisting the investment into this racist, violent system that's only goal is to surveil us, to police, and to imprison, and they will never, ever solve the issues we have in our society, ever." She then led the crowd in a chant of the BLM slogan No Justice, No Peace. The activists then marched throughout central London, crossing the River Thames and ending up in Vauxhall Pleasure Gardens, where the radicals staged an impromptu booze-laden rave with loudspeakers playing dubstep music. In stark contrast to the forceful dispersal of an anti-lockdown gathering last weekend in Hyde Park, police officers stood by and watched as the leftists apparently breached coronavirus regulations, which still prohibit gatherings of this kind. The Metropolitan Police Service said in a post on social media that throughout the entire demonstration, only 9 people were arrested. According to the Evening Standard, 5 men and 4 women were arrested for obstructing roads throughout the capital. At the time of this report's publication, it has not been revealed if any of the activists were arrested for breaching coronavirus restrictions. Follow Kurt Sindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindulka.